Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, April 16th, 2015. And with me today, I have you're troublemakers. Just both of you are troublemakers. That's what it is. Kelly Gumont, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. And John Martellaro, how are you today?
I'm doing really well, too. Good morning.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm glad both of you guys are here. And wow, if only people could hear what's happening right before I hit record. I'm just going to leave it at that. You know, keep some mystery in the relationship.
Let's.
Yeah. Wow. So we all survived tax day. And,
yes.
And for those of you outside the United States that don't have to pay taxes on April 15th, yeah, it was tax day for us, so we lived. But hey, on a much better note, we have a sponsor this week, and that sponsor is lynda.com.
All right.
Yes, and if you go to their website, lynda.com, that's lynda.com/TDO, you can get yourself 10 free days of training, because that's what lynda.com does. They offer incredible online training. They have over 3,000 titles available, which is in and of itself amazing. And they have experts in all these different fields teaching all of these amazing and interesting topics. So, for an example, yesterday I was at a WordPress meetup in the evening, and the primary topic of this meetup group is SEO. Okay, you can go to lynda.com and you can learn all about using WordPress, and you can learn about SEO, and then you can learn about design techniques. You can learn how to use Photoshop so you can make the graphics for your website. And if you want to make videos that go on your site, great. They have video training on how to use iMovie and pro-level video editing tools. And it's amazing, just the wide range of titles that they have. It's no secret I've been a big fan of the Photoshop training, which is surprising to many people because I spend so much time in Photoshop. How could I possibly learn more? But it's true. I mean, I am learning more all the time, and I'm picking up all these great little techniques that are saving me time and letting me make even cooler, ridiculous graphics for our articles, and it's absolutely fantastic. So I love that they're offering 10 free days, so you can go and just go through their entire library. It's all open to you during that free window, so you can try out anything you can think of that they have. If you can avoid sleeping, you can spend 10 days learning nonstop. and that's perfectly fine, and I urge you, even if you're not planning on signing up for a full subscription, but you should, because learning is an awesome thing. Go and sign up for the 10 free days and just pick something and learn about it. Even if it's something that you don't think you're going to use, but you've just been interested in, go do it and learn something new. Because if we're learning, we're growing, and if we're growing, we're becoming better people. And we need so many better people in this world. So anyhow, thank you, lynda.com, for being our sponsor this week. Head over to their website, lynda.com/TDO. Get your 10-day free trial. I should look and see if they do have a series on how to string words together to form a coherent sentence, because clearly I'm having issues today. Wow. Okay, so lynda.com/TDO. All right. And Kelly, you wrote a really great editorial yesterday, and I thought we should kind of dive into that a little bit.
Okay. So to start with, as you guys all know who are listening, and probably are, in fact, yourselves, you were Apple users before there was an Apple store, an Apple retail location, you know, in a lot of people's neighborhood or nearby, where you can go and you can buy stuff. And what I mean by that is you can walk in with money and walk out with a thing.
Right.
And which is sort of the definition of store. You know, that's what retail locations are all about, is I give you money and you give me a thing. And so to me, it was very exciting to get Apple stores, because we didn't really have a place like that before. There wasn't the Mac section or the iPhone section in any of these places, you know, back in the day. Like, you know, even when there was a Best Buy, like Best Buy didn't carry Apple stuff except on accident. You know, like a USB keyboard plugs into a USB port. So, you know, you could take it home and use it with your Mac if you wanted to. There wasn't necessarily an Apple section. So getting Apple stores was really awesome to me as a person who had done without for so long. You know, having, you know, I had a better experience when I moved to Portland and was able to go to Apple authorized resellers. And there aren't a whole lot of those. There weren't many of those before retail stores, the Apple retail stores. So, you know, it was always kind of a weird experience if you wanted to go buy Computer Treats for whatever reason. You know, it was a tricky proposition sometimes. So it's interesting to me that A, the Apple Watch, and B, at least I called stores in Portland, the Apple retail locations, and they also told me the same thing. The new MacBook, the USB-C, single port, new display, crazy battery, new MacBook, is also an online-only thing. If I walk into the store with $1,200 or whatever it is, I can't walk out with a computer. If I want that one.
You've been gatewayed.
If I want that one, I can't walk out with a computer. And the reason that this sort of hit critical mass for me was I was in the Apple store downtown, in downtown Portland, over the weekend, this last weekend, and I heard someone say this. One of the employees was telling somebody, we don't have, you know, they were standing in front of the new MacBook, and the person said, well, I'll take that one. And they were like, I can help you place an order online for that. We don't have them here. And it was a very, it felt like an awkward thing for the person to have to say. It felt like an awkward person for the, an awkward situation for the customer. And it sort of struck me. And then I realized, wait, that's two things now that Apple has had to do this for. So it seems sort of like Apple's taking the retail out of the retail here. And I'm just asking the question, like, maybe this is an evolution of the process. Maybe, you know, the reason that this stuff came out earlier in the year was so that this process was really dialed in by the time the iPhone shows up on the scene later this year. For those of you playing along at home, I hope I didn't give anything away that Apple's probably making another phone and they're probably going to debut it later this year.
What? No.
You heard it here first. Or if you heard it here first, maybe you should get out more. So I'm wondering if this is sort of a way to combat all of the people who stand in line, buy 10 iPhones with cash, and then take them all to a country where you can't get an iPhone yet and sell them gray market. So, you know, here's the thing is that Apple is still selling stuff. Like, you know, we heard the crazy Apple Watch pre-order numbers. We're going to hear even crazier Apple phone numbers and iPad numbers later this year when the new ones come out. Like, we always get the online orders and there's always the opportunity to pick it up in the store or to have it shipped to your house and you can do whatever you want and, you know, whatever. That's all fine. But I really enjoy the Apple retail experience. It's one of the few places where I like to shop and people come up and talk to me like I might actually know what I'm shopping for. And they're happy to help me if I don't, but if I do know, they're happy to answer any additional questions or whatever. The only question anyone ever asks me at Best Buy is if I've lost my boyfriend or my husband. Ouch. So, yeah. Mm. And it happens all the time. Are you looking for your boyfriend? Are you looking for your husband? I'm looking for the exit.
No,
but thanks.
No, I already have one. Thanks.
Yeah. You have a shelf for those? So, which I said to them once and they got all confused. So I like being treated like maybe I'm the person who's buying something. When we shopped for televisions, you know, no salesperson talked to me. When, you know, so much of the time, the stuff that I'm actually shopping for, you know, they all want to talk to Mr. Kelly. They don't think I have any interest. And he's like, it's her computer. Talk to her. So,
you know, I've never seen that happen in an Apple store. I'm just,
no, me either.
Yeah. I hadn't really thought about it until now, but I've never seen an Apple employee assume that when a couple comes in,
mm-hmm.
That it's always the guy that's there looking for something. Mm-hmm. And the girl is just there.
Decoration.
Yeah. Decoration. I've never seen them make that assumption.
Yeah, and the one time it did happen to me in an Apple store, it's because the person that came to talk to us saw Mr. Kelly first. And he said, I'm just here. She's shopping. I'm not. I'm just sort of looking at things. So ask her. So the guy was like, oh, okay, sorry. And then came over to me because he just hadn't seen me yet. I was a few steps behind him when we walked into the store.
That's acceptable.
Yeah, that's like the only time it ever happened. And even then it was an accident and it was an honest mistake. So like that's the closest I've ever come at an Apple store. So I really love the Apple retail experience. And I am disappointed that that opportunity for some people has been taken away.
Well, Kelly, I have a theory about that.
Oh, you go with your theory, and then I'll go with my hypothesis.
Yes.
Call me a crackpot. You know, Mr. Right, Spock has a wild idea here. That is that, you know, remember we talked about the March 9th event was going to be all Apple Watch.
Uh-huh.
All it needed to be was Apple Watch. And at that time, you and I were on TDO, and we were talking about whether there would be any other items announced.
Mm-hmm.
And you had talked about a fourth generation Apple TV with home automation.
Coming, totally going to be here. You know why it's going to be here? Because I said so. Yeah,
and
I remember.
We talked about the rumors I read about a MacBook being available in space gray and silver and gold.
And, oh, how I laughed.
Right. And everybody thought, oh, no, gold MacBook. That's crazy. So I have this theory. Now, the March 9th event only needed to be about the Apple Watch. But I have a feeling that there was some internal friction at Apple, maybe from Phil Schiller and maybe from the Macintosh team, that they wanted to get their licks in. They wanted to get their MacBook moment. And Phil Schiller, you know, remember he stood up on stage and he had the MacBook in his hand, and he talked about MacBook lust. Remember that comment Schiller had?
Yeah.
I think he was kind of felt like he was left out, and it could be that Tim acquiesced and let the discussion of the MacBook into the March 9th event before Apple had a chance to build up the proper inventory. And just by accident, you know, we've heard about production problems with the Apple Watch, but just by accident and politics, Phil Schiller got his way and wanted to come up on stage and wanted to have a gold MacBook in his hand. And then that led to the increased demand, and people got crazy about gold, and demand exceeded supply, and Apple didn't get a chance to stockpile them. And there we are. And so maybe it's not systematic shift in Apple's attitude of turning the Apple stores into a showroom for new items. Maybe it was just snafu. That's
my theory. I want to tack on real quick to that March 9th event because I was so convinced that there was going to be a new Apple TV. It was totally time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the problem is that then they said, we're knocking $30 off the Apple TV. And I'm like, here it comes. Here it comes. I did the little dance about like, I can't hear because I'm over here busy being right. And you know what? Nothing.
Yeah. Wasn't that
lame?
And
then nothing. That was it.
$30.
It was... Now let's talk about something else. I'm like, no, you're not done.
When you look back at that March 9th event, the lame $30 and the rushed, mm-hmm. perhaps rushed introduction of the MacBook, you kind of get the feeling that it was kind of borked.
Well, I'm feeling a little bit like there may in fact still be a residual reality distortion field over there because everybody was so excited about it at the time and nobody stopped and took it for what it was, which was we're seeing the same thing you showed us in September that we still can't buy. You are giving us a discount on a 3-year-old hunk of plastic that nobody's interested in anyway because other people are doing way more interesting things in the same space. And you showed me a laptop that I'm not going to be able to buy for a while. And now it turns out even if you do want to buy one, you have to wait. So it's as events go, it was kind of a train wreck now that we've had, yeah. you know, a month and change to look back.
Didn't Tim Cook say the MacBook would be available on April 10th? What was the wording? In stores on April 10th? Available April 10th?
I don't remember.
Whatever he said, it led us to believe you'd be able to walk into a store because we always have been for all the MacBooks. Mm-hmm. Ever in the history of Apple, you'd be able to walk into an Apple store on the day it was launched and you'd be able to buy one.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the big thing in the keynote. You know, and guess what? Best of all, it's available in stores today.
Now.
Did they have availability issues when they first released the unibody laptops?
I think so, but you could still walk in. I mean, it wasn't you were not prevented from purchasing one in a store. It was a supply issue. Maybe they have them, maybe they don't.
All right. So here's my hypothesis.
Yes.
I think that this in-store gatewaying us with the Apple Watch and the new MacBook is a temporary thing. And I think this comes out of the fact that with the Apple Watch, Apple created a brand new product category.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw availability issues with the Mac Pro when that came out.
Also a new thing.
The trash can style. Yeah, that was a totally new thing.
Trash can. Don't say trash can. That's not allowed.
All right, the suppository. And and then, hey, you told me to change it. And then we have the new MacBook that's come out. And this is essentially a new product category too, because it's so many new components. Like from the ground up, this is totally new hardware. So I look at that as if it's a new product category from a logistics standpoint. And I think that that ramping up production on a totally new product category for Apple is a slow process.
Sure.
And once they get through that, then we'll have in-store availability for both. And depending on demand and their ability to actually crank these off assembly lines, that'll determine if it's a few weeks or a couple months or hopefully not longer to get these so that you can walk into a store and buy one.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly need to have this taken care of in time for the holiday buying season. I mean, and that's what, half a year away right now?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So I would hope that they would have this sorted out by then. But I think it also signals a new way of dealing with product launches. And I think that when the new iPhones come out, it will be handled the same way. Although the production system for iPhones is much more streamlined. So,
right.
So we may be able to go into stores and buy them on launch day, but they will handle things in the way they are right now, where it's basically an online experience.
I think it's an inventory issue, plain and simple. I think that I also think that I hope that this issue is temporary for both of these products. It was just the confluence of events. It was all of these things happening at the same time. To me, sort of struck me as interesting. And this is probably, you know, like we were talking about before, there's probably just a piece of this that we don't know because we're not reporting to Cupertino every day. And so this is just something that we all sort of have to, you know, speculate about.
You know, it only takes one part, too. You know, if Intel had trouble with production problems with the Core M that Apple was using, or if the Samsung or whoever was making the displays was having trouble with yields on the Retina display on the 12-inch, it only takes one component to slow the entire production down.
Yeah, a bad day on the battery line, and now, you know, nobody can get one until June. Like, you know, that kind of thing happens. You know, I know a fair amount about manufacturing. It's pretty easy for there are a whole lot of moving parts that go into getting something out the door. So I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that it's hard to get to, supply demand balance, I think is what they call it on the earnings calls. What I'm hoping is that this is not a trend that continues, that maybe for, you know, the first month or two, they're still going to direct you online if you go into the store, and it's going to be one of those things, just like we always see with iPhones, where like you have to call ahead or you have to see if you can pick one up today, and you kind of have to hold out and wait for, you know, sometimes a couple of months before you can just walk in and go, yeah, today I feel like upgrading my phone. I'm going to go get one and come home, and that'll be the end of it. So
I wonder how much Angela Ahrens is going to take any heat on this.
Well, yeah, because I mean, you hire a new retail person, and now you can't buy stuff in a store anymore.
I think in the grand scheme of things, there's not going to be any heat over this.
No.
People are up in arms right now, but in a few weeks when availability is more reasonable,
and realistic. Like, you know, keep in mind, everybody was told 4 to 6 weeks, and some of those people are probably getting their watch on the 24th.
Right. And I'm thinking that Apple is applying the Scotty principle here.
Yeah.
Which is good, because if you underpromise and then overdeliver, you're now the hero.
I sent a tweet out about that yesterday. I fantasize every day that Apple's going to underpromise and overdeliver on my Apple Watch delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can live in hope.
Yes.
Hey, we're out of time.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, Kelly, I really liked that piece, because I thought you had some really nice insight into what's happening in the Apple stores right now. And I have a feeling that you expressed issues that – or concerns that a lot of people are having. And I know there are people that are disagreeing with you, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that was a great piece. So, thank you for writing that. Hey, I have a couple events coming up. That
you do?
Yes, where people can come and see me. So the great thing is the window that I had with all of my notes for dates and times just closed. All right, so the ACES conference is coming up a couple days before Memorial Day in May, and that's in New Orleans. I'm giving a keynote presentation there. And if you are going to be in New Orleans, or even if not, fly out, because it's a really great city. Come out and see me at the ACES conference. I'll make sure there's a link in the show notes. And then I get back from that, and then over Memorial Day weekend, I'm going to be at Denver Comic Con all 3 days, and I'm going to be conducting celebrity interviews on one of the big stages, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So come to both events. Come and see me, because I always love getting to meet people and talk, and I want to meet all of you guys, so come on out. And lynda.com, thank you for being our sponsor. Head over to their website, lynda.com/TDO, and get yourself a 10-day free trial and start learning stuff. Let me know what you're learning. I'm really interested in hearing what people are getting out of the Lynda training series.
Hey, Jeff.
John.
Hey, I'm using the iRig Mic HD this week. I really like it. So listeners, tell me what you think.
Yes. Yeah. Let us know. And we're using your feedback to determine what microphone John will be using once he gets through all the different microphones that he has to try. Kelly, thank you so much for being here.
Surely.
John, I think I said thank you. If I didn't, thank you.
You're very welcome. And my compliments also to Kelly for a great article.
Thanks, guys.
Yes. And listeners, I'm looking forward to talking with you again tomorrow.